baby.
And a lamp with a scarf over it.
Oh, it's smooth, y'all. Come on. Howdy, Hillsboro. What's up, y'all? Hey, guess what? You've just joined us for a half hour here on 97.9 The Hill, where we're going to be talking about Hillsboro, North Carolina, the best borough, if you're taking notes. My name is Eric Pruitt. I'm a crime fiction author, and I'm joined with my trusty partner here, Alexis Bravo, a massage therapist.
Bravos.
A massage therapist, not a masseuse, down in Hillsboro. And we're going to be here every Sunday talking about our favorite colonial AF small town, Hillsboro, North Carolina, where we tend bar at Yonder Southern Cocktails and Brew on King Street. Howdy, Alexis.
That's right. Eric Prue, or is it Pruitt?
It's Pruitt.
Today, our theme is birthdays, because the anniversary of Yonder being open is coming up. Is that correct?
That's the truth. Third birthday, 3 years, June 11th.
All right.
What a 3 years.
So here to talk about birthdays with us are our very good friends, Kenny and Jada. I don't know your last names. Let's talk about last names, because we're having
a problem with last names today.
Kenny and Jada.
Kenny and Jada.
Yeah, so I'm Jada Jarillo, big fan of Hillsboro, and yes, a long time, or I guess for at least a couple years now, fan of Yonder, Southern Cocktails and Brews, in downtown as well.
Sweet.
It's our favorite spot. We love going there, but we also like going to a lot of the quirkier businesses we have in this county that all seem to be kind of centrally located in the downtown Hillsboro area. My name is Kenny. A lot of people refer to me as Kenworth for some reason, and that's not my actual given name, but I'm okay with being known as Ken and Worth. So there you
go. Yes, but I think a lot of people around Hillsboro know you by another name, mm-hmm. since you are technically Hillsboro's only weather personality, mm-hmm. because on the Yonder Instagram page, all throughout this horrible winter we all suffered, you were there in the snow giving us weather updates, teaching us what we could expect. Weather, Kenny.
It was a fun winter for weather, as we had, if I believe my count is correct, 5 straight weekends.
Yes.
Where we had either frozen precipitation of snow, ice, or sleet, or a really strong forecast for that, which is pretty remarkable for this part of the country to have that kind of consistency. So we got hit pretty hard. Now, if you'll remember, we only had 1 or 2 accumulations of over 2 inches, which is what you would consider significant in this area. But still, the threat of it kept a lot of businesses closed and kids out.
Every weekend, you were out there. You were out there giving the people of Hillsboro the weather report. And we thank you. All of Hillsboro thanks you, as a matter of fact.
Well, and if you know Kenny, you would know that he didn't have to actually do any research to do that segment. He just knows all of this information about the weather at any point of time. Any point of the day, just ask Kenny what the weather is going to be.
My favorite part is usually, up until that weekend, you were always wrong when you were telling us the weather. You were always absolutely incorrect, but somehow every weekend, you not only nailed it, you would say what time the first flakes would start falling, how much accumulation we could expect, and when it would pass through, and you were spot on correct every single time.
It was an incredible hot streak, and I really wanted to take a lot of credit for it, and believed myself to be a really true, thorough meteorologist without ever taking a single class in the subject. But in reality, there is a method, but there was obviously a little bit of luck involved with that. But it was a good winter for me in that regard. So I appreciate your support in putting me in that position to be able to tell folks when they were going to see a pellet of ice come through the sky.
Well, hopefully you'll help us out with these upcoming heat waves as well. Alexis wants to talk to y'all about birthdays, because since it will be this Saturday, will be Yonder's third birthday, we're in a birthday mood all week long.
So exciting.
Woo!
Yeah.
All right. So birthdays. We've got a couple questions here. Hmm. Jada and Kenny, what has been your worst birthday present ever?
Ooh. Okay. I have a pretty quick and easy answer to that, and it is strep throat. Because when I was in middle school and perhaps even through high school, I had a terrible, terrible habit of every single year for my birthday coming down with strep throat. And so I had more than one birthday party where my guests came and attended the party, and I was lying in bed with a fever. So thankfully I grew out of it. I never got my tonsils out. Isn't that what you're supposed to do if you get strep throat a lot as a kid? I don't know. I never did that, but I did grow out of it eventually, and I haven't had it, knock on wood, in a very long time because penicillin is the worst. And so is strep throat. So that would be my answer, if that counts.
I think it does. But who gave you that present, Jada?
Oh, yeah, I want to know.
Was it God?
I think y'all are thinking about
it was
mono.
Just like, like
the kissing disease.
It was just like every year the universe was like, F you, it's your birthday. You don't get to enjoy that. I don't know.
Wow, that's harsh.
I know, right?
When is your birthday?
November the 4th.
Hmm. Oh, Scorpio. Fellow Scorpio.
Scorpio.
And I'm also a Scorpio.
My best birthday present, if we can go there for a second.
Let's do it.
Is getting days off of school for Election Day. Ah. That was always my favorite part about having a birthday on November the 4th.
Yeah. So these are really like not, you know, presents per se, it's but true. Life events.
Oh, and Barack Obama was elected on my birthday. Nice. So I'll take that also.
Great. Kenny, what about you?
This is going to make me sound terrible, which is something I seem to do often when I get on a live radio mic. But as a kid, I would always get very frustrated and sad when I'd get this wonderfully sweet card. And cards are very exciting because birthday cards, a lot of times,
they have money in them.
And I would get this wonderful card from a great aunt or an uncle or a grandmother, and the ones that had these lovely messages on them but did not contain the check or the dollar bills would immediately go in the trash. And that was very, I'd say, common for someone younger, my age, to experience that. But looking back on it, that was really a horrible move, and I should have been very moved and grateful for the wonderful messages that were included in the birthday card.
Is there something that y'all get each other for your birthday? Y'all are recently married, so you probably each celebrated one birthday as official husband and wife. But y'all have been together for a while.
Yeah, no, I think at this point we've just taken it birthday by birthday, you know, kind of figure out what is needed and wanted.
One thing I've learned recently was when we had Mother's Day, if one of us puts something on the Amazon cart and the other one can purchase it, then boom, problem solved.
Thank you, Jeff Bezos. Thank you, Jeff Bezos. And thank you, everybody, for listening here on 97.9 The Hill. We're going to take a quick word with our sponsors, but don't you go anywhere. So when we come back, it's time to ask Alexis some questions. And trust me, y'all are going to dig that. Y'all hang on.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. And to you.
Your hometown radio station, 97.9 The Hill. Where Hillsboro listens. Streaming live on chapelboro.com.
Welcome back to Howdy Hillsboro. My name is Eric Pruitt. I'm with my co-host, Alexis Bravos, and our guests, Kenny and Jada, here on 97.9 The Hill. You don't have to be in Hillsboro to enjoy our show. You can be anywhere in the listening area because 97.9 The Hill has an antenna so big, it is literally a dog in the sky. We're talking about birthdays out here. And Hillsboro, by the way, is about to celebrate another birthday, 258 years young. That's what she is. But the other thing we're celebrating is this next segment, Ask Alexis. Party on, Alexis.
Hey, so it's time for Ask Alexis, and I answer advice on the radio. If you need advice, and everyone needs some advice sometime, you can put questions in a jar, which is on the bar at Yonder. It's always on the bar, just waiting for you to put your question in there. You can do it totally anonymously. Just write it on a little piece of paper and stick it in there. So yeah, come by, put your questions in the jar. Is it time for advice? You guys going to help me out?
Let's do it.
All right.
I'm ready.
Dear Alexis. Alexis, what to do when the drink takes over? Question mark.
I know who wrote that. I know. We won't say her name, but I know exactly who wrote that.
Spoiler alerts. This is a little, I want more specificity because I would like to know where you are when the drink takes over. Mm-hmm. For instance, if you're in your own home, you can just fall down and go to sleep.
Don't tell her that.
How much has it taken over?
Yeah.
That's my question.
Well, if you're at the bar when the drink takes over, it might be time to stop drinking. And that would be something that Eric and I can help you with if it's really taken over. We usually know the signs.
Yeah, we should all have a safe word when you're drinking. Just tell us the safe word.
What's your safe word, Eric?
My safe word is Puerto Rico.
Mine's shawarma. Hmm. You got a safe word, Jada?
I do.
Water.
Kenny has a safe word, but Jada didn't.
I was going to say broccoli, but water was great, I think. Yeah, anyway.
Well, what do y'all do when the drink takes over?
That is what I do. I usually try to slow down and get some water or just, I don't know. Again, my question is, how much has the drink taken over at this point? Because there is a point at which you can kind of slow things down and just take a step back and be like, whoa, you know, let's enjoy this, but not go over the edge here. And then there's the points at which it's already too late. And all you can really do is maybe pound some Gatorade and go to bed.
Buckle up, because guess what? It's the demons coming out. That's what I call it, going to my bye-bye place. It's just a certain amount of whiskey where all of a sudden Eric is gone. He's gone to the bye-bye place and the monster's taking over.
I think I might have seen a little bit of that the other night when you were doing that bull dance. Do you remember that?
Not at all.
Can we call Lana and talk about it?
Maybe on the next show we'll call Lana.
All right, moving on. In the service industry, if someone is being a D word, how do you handle it? Be a D word back or kill them with kindness? This is a great question that I've encountered as both a patron and as a D word working in the service industry. And I think that if I'm a patron and someone is acting like that, I definitely kill with kindness. I just like get super, super nice. And it always makes them kind of turn around and change their attitude.
Yeah, killing them with kindness is nice, but a lot of time I don't have any kindness, so I have to look for something else to kill them with.
A blunt object, a water bottle. What do you guys think?
Yeah, so I would probably secretly, internally want to kill them with something else. But I think there is some kind of, I don't know, deep passive aggressive joy to killing somebody with kindness sometimes when they're being rude to you. Maybe it's just like the Southern lady in me, but it's the nice way to go, but also it kind of makes them feel like a bad person. And so it just kind of is a win-win.
Yeah. Well, being on both sides of that, I have to say that I try real hard to think about what their day must have been like mm-hmm. to cause that behavior, even though in theory, when you walk into your job, when you're in the service industry, you should be leaving everything at the door. But yeah, I try to have some empathy for people's life situations. Kenny, what do you think?
Yeah, as a patron, I always try to be very respectful to people in the service industry and always try to kill them with kindness and give them the benefit of the doubt, even when mistakes are made. I'm generally very, very polite. But at the end of the day, you know, we have the power of the tip, and that's ultimately where I'll make a decision.
I was just going to ask you about that.
If someone is truly horrible, and I usually always will tip well, even if the service isn't that great, just because I want to support. But there have been several occasions where someone was I just thought truly, truly bad or rude. And, you know, we do have, as the patrons, have that power. But I would be curious.
Why are you looking at me, Kenny?
To the first part.
There's a side eye happening.
Yeah, what's going on here?
I would be curious to the first part of the question. If a patron or someone is very rude to you, how do you mitigate that situation?
Mm-hmm. Well, Eric usually makes me take over mm-hmm. at that point. He'll just walk away.
I'd be like, hey, Alexis, this lady wants to talk to you.
That's literally happened multiple times.
Delegating, because that's a better strength for you than it is for him.
Yeah. But I have stepped in for her once.
No, I think we help each other out with that. Because I think if you know, if you're walking into a situation and you know what you're getting into, mm-hmm. it's easier to like be nice.
Sorry. And if you pass it off too, like that kind of diffuses the passion, you know, involved right. for everyone. You can kind of step back and yeah, the other person can come in and be prepared to deal with it.
We work pretty well together because we not only smooth out the rough edges, but we also finish each other's.
What?
Damn it. All right. Next one.
Okay. Let's see. This is actually kind of a serious one. I have a friend that I have always been there for. Through a daughter that needed a kidney transplant, death of a parent, and when I needed her, she said, "You got this," quote unquote. After 15 years, I feel used. What do I do? That sounds hard to me. And I've definitely been in that position. But I think if you're truly a friend to someone, and this is my very serious answer, when you're helping out a friend, you should never expect to get something in return. That's just what being like a kind, empathetic person is. So I would say if it's really bothering you, you should address it with your friend. But yeah, that's my answer. Eric, what do you think?
I don't know. You got this.
That person is not your friend anymore, I think, is the answer.
I think as someone who's receiving help, I think it's amazing how powerful the word thanks is. And not that people do things to hear that back, but it's pretty powerful and appreciative when that happens. So if you're expecting that and you're not getting it, I think it's okay to bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think to your point earlier, Alexis, about just people living their own, you know, lives and having things going on, maybe that friend just needs a little more clarity on how they could be a better friend. And so I think a conversation would go a long way.
Totally. Do we have time for one more or do you have?
I think like, you know, if you need a friend and your friend's not hitting it for you, what you really need is a pickle jar. And we happen to have one on the bar. So if you have some questions similar to these or other ones, you should come drop your question into that pickle jar or hit us on our Instagram page, which is Howdy Hillsboro WCHL. And we'll be here every week with Ask Alexis so we can answer your questions. We can be the friend because Alexis, you got this. We'll be right back.
Thanks, Eric.
You're very welcome. We'll be right back. We're going to talk to you about what's going on in Hillsboro when we come back. So y'all stick around.
I'm Charles Blackwood, Sheriff of Orange County, and 97.9 The Hill is my hometown radio station.
Welcome back to Howdy Hillsboro on 97.9 The Hill. I'm Alexis Bravos here with Eric Pruitt, and we are getting ready to tell y'all what is going on in the town of Hillsboro this week upcoming. So we've got a few great things happening. On June 11th, the Orange County Historical Museum at 201 North Churton is going to be opening an exhibit called What's Your Flavor? Examining the history and art of cooking in Orange County. Featuring local artists to explore heritage cooking recipes and ingredients. That sounds pretty cool.
That sounds delicious.
I'm going to eat that museum. let's see. What else is going on? So the Hillsboro Urban Garden is going again this year for, I believe, the second or third year. And on every Saturday, they have a work day from 9 to 12. It is located a short walk from the South Cameron entrance to the River Walk between the Okanichi Speedway and the Okanichi Village Reconstruction. And it's a super cool, huge garden. They had a lot of veggies last year. They do not charge for food or membership and don't require minimum work hours. So you can just show up. You can help plan things. You can help weed and water. People are also welcome to visit the Urban Garden outside of those hours. So that's something that you can do on Saturday. Another thing that happens on Saturday is out at Broken Spoke Farm. Actually, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 12 to 8, they have soft serve ice cream that they make there, and it's delicious. The farm is beautiful. You can also hang out there. On June 5th from 6 to 7 p.m. will be Mindful Yoga at the Monarch Movement Company at 360 Executive Court, Suite 105. And that should be the second time that you do yoga that day, because there's another fun yoga thing that happens at Yonder Bar. Eric, do you want to talk about that?
Oh, that's the truth. Yeah, from 1:30 to 2:30, you can have yoga with Meg Poe of Poe Wellness. $15 gets you an hour of stretchy time. And then afterwards, enjoy your namaste with a mimosa. That's $15, 1:30 to 2:30 at Yonder with Meg Poe. Hey, you know what else we do over there? All week long, all week. Tuesday, you can come hit up the open mic. Thursday, we've got Jamf. That's J-A-M-F. They're going to be our weekly selection for live jazz on Thursday. Friday night, come party with us 8 to 11 for the Orange County Lockdown. But Saturday, guess what? Guess what? It's our birthday. And we're partying with the Hillsboro Rockabilly Band, the Straight Eights.
Heck yeah.
We got to get Robert Striegler on here sometime. But if you like live music, you know, Hillsboro is kind of like the place to go for that. There's so much good music out there. Or aside from what we've got, Jamf on Thursday at Nash Street Tavern, they've got Jay Candide. He's been rocking it over there at Nash Street Tavern. So there's some great folks over there, and y'all want to give them some love. But back to great folks, what are you guys doing this weekend?
Sounds like we're going to be seeing you at the Yonder birthday party.
Y'all going to be getting something to eat somewhere. What's for dinner?
Question is where? Yeah.
There's so many wonderful places to grab food in downtown Hillsboro. And so typically we will let the belly decide kind of what we're craving that
true
day.
True. Just depends on what kind of food you want, because there's Nomad, there's Antonia's if you want Italian. Nomad, of course, is all across the board, international, Indian. Then you've got like the Wooden Nickel, Napoli, Radius. It really just depends on what we want that evening.
I always see you chewing on some edamame. Where do you get that from?
Oh, that comes from the Wooden Nickel, but you have to get it with the Old Bay seasoning. They offer it without, but with it is the way to go.
That is inside info right there that you hear it first on Howdy Hillsboro.
It's a pro tip from Jada.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we love all those good eatings out there, but I'm particularly partial to Nomad, although they don't have the Gamja Dogs anymore, which was a hot dog on a stick, battered in hash browns. Everybody just stop and think of that. It was a hash brown battered corny dog. But they have so many other, plenty of good spicy things. And you just tell Nick and them that we sent you over at Howdy Hillsboro to Nomad.
Eric, you didn't mention what was happening on Wednesday at Yonder.
Chill Vibes with Alexis. No. Is that the day? Oh, no, that's Monty Python Day. Oh, yeah. That's live Monty Python Day. Like, you can come see Movie Time Live with Christina Casa and the Monty Python. That's right. Shoot me in the back of the head.
What is Movie Time Live, though?
That's live script readings. So, yeah, they're going to be doing a live script reading on Wednesday of Monty Python and the Holy Grail. We've done things in the past, like this last one was Princess Bride and Heathers and The Christmas Story.
Clue.
So, yeah, y'all want to come out for that. Oh, man. I can't believe I didn't get that on there. See, it's crazy.
You're fired. You guys, I just fired Eric.
Nope.
Well, what a time to end this thing now that I've lost my job. Hey, this was fun hanging out with you guys.
Thanks, y'all.
Hey, Thank you.
Alexis, you want to do this again?
I guess. But I don't know who I'm going to do it with since I fired you.
Join Alexis next week with her new host and the guests. We're going to see y'all every Sunday, so y'all come on back here and hang out with us.
I've come to wish you an unhappy birthday. I've come to wish you an unhappy birthday.